All right. Hey, everybody. Matt Scalogli here. And today, what we're going to be talking about on this live stream, or if you're catching this on the podcast, and that's what we're going to be talking today is why your practice, continuing this conversation of why your practice doesn't scale or why you're not seeing the success in your practice that you hope and desire. My name is Matt Scalogli. I'm your host on this. I am the president of SRP Medical Marketing and the host of the Practice Profit System. You can catch us on podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and all the regular places, and Amazon, etc. But enough about that. Let's talk about this concept of the process. Now, I'm going to tell you a couple of stories because that's what the youngest kid of six kids in an Irish Catholic family does. He's a storyteller. But I want to talk to you about something that I really, really love to do. And I'm not going to tell you this simply because I want to brag. I'm going to tell you this because there's a correlation to what we're going to talk about today. Now, I'm going to show a picture to you. Let me pull this up here. And let's go ahead and share my screen on this. And I think hopefully you'll get the idea. You see that picture right there? That is me in my kitchen about a week and a half to 2 weeks ago. And that is me with some smoked ribs. Okay. Now, one of the interesting things about me is I love to do a couple of things. I love to play golf. I love the 4 hours out there where you're away from everything. I love the process of hitting a great golf shot. I really, really enjoy smoking cigars. It's one of the things that I enjoy to do with friends. It's a great way to kind of connect and just kind of relax and unwind. I know in the medical space, I shouldn't be smoking cigars, but I don't have many vices left. The other thing that I love to do is I love to cook on my smoker, and specifically my green egg. Now, I've cooked everything on this. I smoke turkeys at Christmas. I do ribs. I do pork butts. I even do pizzas. I do high-temperature pizzas. I can turn it into a pizza oven. I've done steaks at 800, 900 degrees. You name it, I've cooked it on. But the thing I really love to cook is I love to cook using things like pork and things like that in order to, hang on one second, I have a little bit of a technical difficulty here. There we go. I'm sorry about that. I was just getting a flash on the live stream. But what I do is I love to smoke ribs and I love to smoke pork butts. Now these take quite a bit of time to do. It's not something that you just kind of like throw on there. And the funny thing is there's a very specific process that if you follow it and you do it each and every single time, you're pretty much guaranteed that your ribs are going to come out amazing. Now, this is a picture of me with the ribs that were just done this past weekend. And, quite frankly, they might have been some of my best. But here's the thing that I want you to understand. In order to cook great ribs, you actually have to start the night before. And before all of that, it's the quality of the meat that matters, okay? So I have a specific type of meat that I get. There is a, go back to just me. There is a specific type of meat that I get. I have a rub that I put on the night before. I let it cure overnight. And then it's an actual 6+ hour process to smoke them on the grill. And it's a process known as 3-2-1. So I smoke them for 3 hours at a low temperature, no more than 225. Wrap them in tin foil, put some apple juice and cider and a bunch of other things on there, wrap them in tin foil for another 2 hours, and then take them out and sauce them up and do it for another one. So it's 3-2-1. If you follow this process, it's 99% of the time it's going to be a winner. The problem is that if the temperature, there's a couple things that go wrong. One, the meat. Two, I become impatient. Three, I don't plan enough time to cook them, so I try to shortcut the process and I jack up the temperature. If you jack up the temperature on the pork ribs, they don't become as tender. They don't rend off all the fat. They actually become fat and chewy, and they're not very good, and they're not very tasty, even though people will tell you, oh, it's awesome, but they just become too gooey, right? And it just doesn't turn out well. So you can't let your temperature get above 225 degrees ever, right? So you got to like really kind of closely monitor this, all right? So let me just do something. Okay. Sorry about that. Having a little bit of a live stream issue, but anyway, we'll fix that later. Okay. So here's what's really cool about this, is this applies to your practice, okay? This completely applies to your practice, and that is the process. So the process, and let me talk to you about what process thinking is before I go into this, okay? So process thinking is a philosophy that emphasizes preparation and hard work over consideration of outcomes or results. This is via Wikipedia. And it's particularly popular in professional sports. I was first exposed to the concept of the process by reading books on Alabama coach Nick Saban. Well, I like to think of him as LSU football coach Nick Saban because he was at LSU winning a championship before he left for the Miami Dolphins and then went to the evil empire of Alabama. Go Tigers. Anyway, so the practitioners of the process focus on the present instead of past events or future outcomes. Okay, so I'm going to read that again. When you become a practitioner of the process, you focus on the present instead of past events or future outcomes. And you have this basic concept that if something isn't working, it's because the process is flawed. Okay. So, you know, the funny thing is I suffer from ADHD and if you ever do a Colby, I'm a 10 quick start. I'm a lower end of the follow through. I have to start something and finish it, or it just lingers out there with me for forever. And I have to focus. I have to create processes around me. If I don't have a process, then things are left to their own. So the first part of this, with regards to the process thinking, is that if you are not getting the outcomes that you want, it's probably not your team. It's probably not your vendor. It's probably because your process is broken. So let me give you an example of this. You know, the interesting thing about doctors is that you live in the world of the process, right? I mean, this is what you do. You live in the world of the process. And the process is very simply that if somebody is coming in for a knee issue, you have a process. You have a process by which you do the examination. You have a process by which you make your recommendation. You have a process through which you do the procedure. And if you violate that process in the procedure, specifically if you're doing stem cell, you can gain an infection. You can have all kinds of issues, right? Go so far as like if you're an anesthesiologist, you have a process by which you go through in order to make sure that the patient wakes up. Like that's the deal, okay? Same thing with a surgeon. You have to have a process. Well, the funny thing is that when it comes to running the business, when it comes to marketing your practice, when it comes to converting sales people into prospects into buyers, you have no process. You have a zero process. And you may think you have a process. You may think you have a process up here, but do you have it written down? Do you have a script for it? Do you have a checklist for it? Because if you don't, then you run the risk of making huge mistakes and errors. I mean, you would never in a million years perform surgery on a patient without a process. Right? Without a checklist. You may think you don't have a process. You may think you don't have a checklist, but I promise you, you do. And it can't just be mental. It's got to be written down. My first wife was an ER nurse. And one day she came in and she had different kind of scrubs on than when she left, which is always a telltale sign. That was a rough day in the ER. And she said that she had to put a chest tube in a patient. And she was in nursing school, a CNA at the time. And they had a checklist. They had a process on how to do it. She goes, we don't really do a lot of them, but she had a checklist. She had a process by which to do the chest tube. I found that incredibly fascinating. And I thought, well, wait a second. If an ER where the guy's like close to dying can have a checklist and somebody can be calling it out, then process to guarantee that you're going to get the result that you want, then why can't you have it when it comes to your front desk? Why can't you have it when you have it, you know, when it comes to the script that you follow for converting a patient? Okay. So this process thinking is the basic concept is that if you aren't getting the result you want, it's your process. It's not your people. It's not your vendor. It's your process. Okay. And what we would do is we would lay out the process in our office. And how we would do it, let me show you. So we'd get a stack of sticky notes and we would go through the process and we'd stick it up on the board. Okay. Patient checks in, patient comes in. Do we have a script for greeting? No, fix that. Do we have a checklist for one for their paperwork? Ah, yeah, okay, good. Da, 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 so on down the line. And wherever the process was broken, we fixed it. And we always use sticky notes because we could move them around versus doing it on a whiteboard. Another video on that in another day. But you get it. So it's the process. Now, let me go back to this image of me cooking, okay? this result of the ribs, and if you're ever in Charlotte and you want to come over for ribs, and if I have the time, because I need the right amount of time, just let me know. Happy to cook them up for you, because I love to cook. You have to follow a process to get the result that you want. Now, let's talk about some of the places that you're not getting the results that you want. Most doctors that I talk to, and I was just recently at AMMG down in Miami, had a great time. Thank you to everybody that was there that I got to meet and shake hands and buy a drink or play some golf with or hang out at the pool cabana, buy dinner, whatever. The number one conversation is, gosh, I don't know what to do with my marketing, right? Like they're great tacticians, but they don't know what to do with their marketing. And this was one of the conversations I had, is that if the process is broken, you're always going to have lousy marketing. See, the thing is that you traditionally just abdicate that and you're like, oh, I don't want to have the time to learn it, but you have to have some basic understanding about it. And you have to understand what the process is. You can't just leave this. What most doctors do is they say, I got a group, they generate leads, and then they're all crap. Well, it's because there's no process in place. See, the agency's doing their job. They're generating the leads. You've got to have a process in place, which is one of the things I help my clients do on a regular basis, is build up processes like that. So you have to have the process. And if you want to make $84,000 a month, which is going to do $1 million a year for you, or let's say you're already at that point, like some of my clients, and you want to do $164,000 a year. $164,000 a month, I'd call it $170,000 a month, which is going to be over $2 million a year. You have to have a process. You've got to have a process in place to do all of this, because you can scale to like $500,000 based on effort. But after that, maybe to $1 million. But after that, it's all about the process. In fact, I'll even tell you that if you want to get there faster, at the beginning, you have to have the process. So what are some key components that we have to have? One, you have to have vision. You got to have a written vision. You have to have stated values. Okay. I've talked about this in other videos, but you have to have a vision. You have to have values. Okay. This is the first thing that I work on with all of my clients. This is basic fundamental stuff. Okay. Then the next thing is that as the leader of your organization, you have four jobs and four jobs only. Okay. Personal development, the development of your staff, okay, management of the culture, that's three. And the fourth one is managing the metrics of your business. Because if the metrics are out of whack, your process is broken. It's that simple. It is that simple. It's about the process. You getting it? It's about the process. So let me read you more about this. The history of this, and this, again, I've just Wikipedia'd this, and I've got plenty of books on this. The step-by-step mechanism, the process thinking, is a prominent part of cognitive behavioral thinking, okay, which was developed by psychiatrist Aaron Beck in the 1960s. Beck developed a therapy which relies on the idea that thoughts affects feelings and that good mental habits are systematically built up one step at a time, okay? Good mental habits are systematically built up one step at a time. So the story goes is that Nick Saban was the head coach at Michigan State University, and there was a psychiatry professor there, Lion Rosen. And Saban and Rosen broke down complicated tasks like football games and entire seasons down into smaller, more manageable pieces. And this is the second thing that I want to talk to you, next second big idea I want to talk to you about. Rosen emphasized that the average football play lasts only 7 seconds. So coaches and players should concentrate only on those 7 seconds. Take a rest between plays and do it all over again. Okay. The process, and by the way, Bill Belichick does this, a lot of great coaches do this now, is you have to have clearly defined expectations for your teammates, not only on the field, but also academically or personally, including dress code. And you got to monitor these year round. So what do I mean by this? Okay. Certainly you can't monitor employees the way you can monitor scholarship athletes on a football team. Okay. But here's what I want you to do. And by the way, for those of you that don't know, I mean, Saban's won, I don't know, 7, 8 national championships, countless SEC championships. He's quite frankly, one of the best college football coaches ever in the history of the game. But this process is you have to have clear expectations defined, not spoken, written down for your employees. And those clear expectations have to be things like, how many appointments do you book? New appointments do you book a week? How many rebooks do we do a week? So my numbers were in, we had to book 50 appointments per week to make this work. Okay. 50 appointments per week. So we monitored our conversion on first time calls, our show up rate, and our conversion in the office. Okay. Now we've monitored some other things like, you know, revenue per transaction, and all, there are a bunch of other things that we did. But basically, I knew that because we, I knew we could generate the leads, that I knew that if we generated the leads, if we, and if we didn't hit our number of 50 appointments, then either A, we didn't have enough new phone calls come in, which means we have to check our marketing, or B, we weren't following the script and converting people, or C, people weren't showing up and we were converting. Somewhere along the way, the process was broken. And so you have to have clear expectations defined for your teammates in the office. And they have to be graded on this. Okay. Just like you are as a doctor. You know, if anybody should get this, doctors should get this. I mean, you've lived your entire life basically focusing on results. I mean, this is how you become a doctor, right? Is focusing on results. You know, you had to have a certain score on your, to get into med school, and you had to maintain a certain GPA, and you had to get a pass your practical. I mean, you have all of these things, right? But yet when it comes to running the practice, you just want to disregard these fundamentals. And that's a big, big mistake. Okay. So let me bring this home for you because I know your time is valuable and I like to keep these under 15 minutes. I'm going to be a little bit over today. I'm already at 16, but whatever. So you have to follow this process. The thing that I would beg you to do is clearly define the expectations of your staff. This comes through the vision and values that we talk about. And then you want to have key metrics that you're measuring everybody by. Okay. The other thing is personally, you know, I used to say, I want people to live the values of our organization while they're waiting in the checkout line during Christmas at the post office or when they're at the DMV. And you personally want to make sure that you have the type of people that aren't two-faced in your organization, that act one way when you're around and another way when you're gone. So I want people that are going to, that understand this process, because really, quite frankly, and I'll leave you with this, you know, it's about the development of you and the development of your team. If your organization isn't growing to the level that you want it to be, if you are not seeing the results that you want to see, it's frankly because of you. I hate to tell you that, but you need to improve your leadership skills. You need to improve your skill set. And I'm happy to help you do that, right? There's a couple different ways that you can do that. You can set up a call with me by going to callwithmatt.com, a 30-minute consult, or you can get my book at the Anatomy of a Seven-Figure Medical Practice, which we talk about this kind of stuff in that book. All you have to do is go to srpmedicalmarketing.com/book, B-O-O-K. I'll put that in the notes as well, okay? So that's what I want to leave you with today, the process. Focus in on the process. Focus in on the process. It's the key differentiator. It will make you millions of dollars. It'll make your life a lot easier. It'll make life a lot less stressful. I encourage you to do it. Have a wonderful day. And I will talk to you later this week. Stay classy, everybody. Take care.